Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Andy Hart from Patriots Football Weekly, and this is week one of minicamp. Obviously, they've got the music playing really loud out here to test that offense. No, just kidding. But this is the first day of minicamp. It'll just be this week. Now, the players are out there. No pads still. Belichick talked this morning, kind of a continuation of OTAs, just instructional type of stuff out there on the field today.
Right. From their perspective, aside from it being mandatory, which we saw with somebody like Brandon Spikes last year, he sat out OTA, showed up for minicamp. There really is no difference. It's a continuation of the 10 OTA workouts. As you said, they're just building and building. And, you know, there's nothing that's being determined right now other than can you pick up the playbook and the scheme?
Well, you know, that you bring up a good point because one of the noteworthy things, Ryan Mallett not out here, more reps, more coaching time for Jimmy Garoppolo out there on the field to pick up this offense. You know, really should take advantage of this time right now because this is working out in his favor.
Yeah, no question. We've seen here he missed the first OTA that was open to the media because he was at the rookie premiere.
Right.
But now I think he's picked up some ground here because he's gotten these extra reps with Mallett not being out here on the practice field. Reportedly, it's an excused absence, according to the Boston Herald. But it's not an ideal situation. I mean, you'd want to have all three of your quarterbacks out there to get the reps. And I think the only person it is ideal for is Jimmy Garoppolo because he gets those extra reps.
Well, any other observations from today? I mean, I know that, you know, for me, I think Gerard Mayo certainly looked good without pads on. Only so much you can take away out there, but really good to see him back out there, active, aggressive, really working with the linebacking group. It looks like it did back in the beginning of the season. Good to see him out there.
I'll piggyback off that one. I think it's interesting how they're deploying those linebackers. Looks to me like there's a good chance Mayo's going back to middle linebacker. Brandon Spikes obviously moved on to Buffalo. I thought maybe Hightower would be in the middle as he was the end of last year, but it looks like we've seen a lot of Jamie Collins and Hightower on the edge with Mayo back in the middle. They've also been more aggressive, a lot of games in terms of pass rush. And then in the back end, obviously it's nice to just see Revis and Browner.
Stand out like sore thumbs.
And
that
certainly
Browner. Does.
You know, they all DBs want to high point the ball, but I joked when he high points it, it's that much higher because he is so tall and so long. He's tough for a guy to throw over deep, and we've seen some of that already.
Absolutely. So we will have you covered this week with mini camp, and then it's about a month until training camp starts, but we'll have you covered with our position battles. Football is certainly in the air, and it's almost here, and
there's
it's
also music in the air.
And music in the air. That'll do it for Andy and myself. We'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.